Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to our summer edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have one every year around this time. Some lovely weather ahead. We can all get out and enjoy it. Starting off this morning's show, a song about the sun. I Got the Sun in the Morning. Written by Irving Berlin, and that was brought to us from 1946. Artie Shaw, with his band and his clarinet, and a young group called the Meltones, led by a young Mel Torme. Of course, Mel Torme went on to have a wonderfully long career, and Artie Shaw continued to be very active on the music scene. So we're going to feature songs this morning on the theme of summer, the sun, the heat. And we're going to go now to perhaps the most famous song about summer, and that is written by George Gershwin and DuBose Hayward. And of course, it is Summertime. And it will be brought to us this morning in one of its classic recordings by Sidney Bechet from 1939. And we'll hear Sidney on soprano sax, Teddy Bunn on guitar, Mead Lux Lewis on piano, Johnny Williams on bass, and Sid Catlett is providing the drum work. And then back to 1933 to another Irving Berlin number, Heat Wave. Now, that's been recorded by quite a few, and we're going to hear perhaps one of the first recordings made by Mildred Bailey, along with the Casa Loma Orchestra. And that'll be from 1933. And forward 3 years to another young singer just starting out. That's Buddy Clark. He's singing with the Dick McDonough Orchestra this morning. And he's going to bring us a number called Summer Holiday. And we'll start with Sidney Bechet and George Gershwin's Summertime.
Thank you. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can-can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can-can. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can-can.
Clouds far away, with you, the one I love, beside me on a summer holiday. I want to hear the breeze play soothing melodies blended with the sweet things you say, and love will sing along inside me on a summer holiday. We can find where the way is lined with flowers, and a view we'll never want to leave. We can make believe it's ours. I want to plant a tree for you to come and see after we are both old and gray, and linger in its shade beside me every summer holiday.
We are celebrating the approach of summer this morning. So that's what the songs are about today. You just heard from Buddy Clark, a young one. From 1936, Summer Holiday with the Dick McDonough Orchestra. Mildred Bailey joined us with Heat Wave from 1933. And she was accompanied by the Casaloma Orchestra. And from 1939, we heard Sidney Bechet and friends bring us Well, the great summer classic, Summertime, written by George Gershwin. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're looking ahead to the start of summer. Actually, we've been in it for a little while, but this is the official start this week. So we're listening to songs about the season, and I hope you continue to enjoy the summer songs that we're listening to this morning. Well, our next song is from one of the very fine singers around in the 20th century, and that is Vic Damone. This one was recorded in 1959 with Glenn Osser and his orchestra. And Vic is well into his solo career at this point. And he was, of course, of Italian descent. This is an album of his called Italian Songs with Vic Damone. And I thought it would be nice to hear a track from this particular album. And we're going to hear O Solo Mio, which I believe translated means My Sunshine. And it was written by Eduardo Di Capua, Alfredo Macciuzzi, and Giovanni Capuro. And then we'll go forward to 1961 to a lovely songbird, and that's Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to hear from her and one of her songbooks that she recorded in the late 50s, early 60s, celebrating the work of the great songwriters. This is from the Harold Arlen songbook. It's a tune written by him with lyrics by Ted Kohler. And Ella is accompanied by the orchestra of Billy May. And the tune is called When the Sun Comes Out. And then a lovely piece from 1953, Happy Little Sunbeam, written by Russ Freeman, who frequently joined trumpeter Chet Baker in studio at the Pacific Jazz label. And that's what we'll hear this morning. Chet Baker, of course, one of the great trumpet players of the 20th century. And so we'll hear Russ and Chet and friends. Happy Little Sunbeam from 1953. And we'll start with Vic Damone, O Solo Mio.
Giornata al sole. song, a song, Maria, stand from the dead, stand from the dead.
Singing like they did before that old storm broke out. And my man walked off and left me in the rain. Though he's gone, I doubt if he'll stay away for good. I'd stop living if he should. Love is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. I'll never be the same till that sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain and let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in when the sun comes out. Not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. I'll never be the same till that sun comes out. let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in. When that song comes,
you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're celebrating the approach of summer this morning, and we're going to have 3 months of wonderful weather. So we thought we'd get a head start on it and play some songs about summer and the sun and the sunshine. We just heard from Chet Baker and Russ Freeman from 1953, Happy Little Sunbeam. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald from her Harold Arlen songbook, with the song When the Sun Comes Out, accompanied by the orchestra of Billy May. And we started out with Vic Damone, and I think one of the nicest recordings of the Italian classic, O Solo Mio, that Vic recorded in 1958.
Rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
Advertising on CHUO reaches everybody in our community. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
Montreal psych rock band Besnard Lakes are back with their 6th album called The Besnard Lakes Are the Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings. The magisterial psych rock band just released their long-awaited new album, and it is bright, blazing, and resilient. The Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings honors the very essence of psychedelic rock, and the album is available as a beautifully packaged double LP at FlemishEye.com. That's Flemish, E-Y-E.com, or you can stream it on your favorite platform today.
It's fundraising time once again, and we are celebrating 30 years on the FM dial. This year we are aiming to raise $30,000. 30 for 30, that's the theme this year. Check out this testimonial from one of our amazing volunteers.
Hey CHUO listeners, this is Adrian Cadet from the Black on Black crew. It's funding drive season for us here at CHUO 89.1 FM. Annually, we ask you, the listeners, to donate in support of what we do here at this community-powered radio station. I've been a volunteer here for more than two decades, and I see what your annual contributions make possible for us to do. A great example of those past contributions has allowed us to continue to bring you quality programming, highlighting important community initiatives generated during this pandemic crisis. We love radio because it continues to keep our communities connected to the wonder and resilience we truly are. If you've already donated, thank you very much. If you would like to donate, please go to chuo.fm to find out how. No amount is too small, and we thank you so much in advance for your support.
30 for 30. Support community radio and check out chuo.fm to click on the GoFundMe link today.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we will carry on with our songs about summer, and we've got more lovely voices and some great musicians coming up in the second part of our show. And speaking of lovely voices, our next one is a frequent visitor, and that is Helen Forrest. This is from 1949. Helen is well into her solo career at this point and going from strength to strength. And she really did have a lovely voice, very warm, very rich, and her interpretive skills were much admired, very well respected. She's joined on this one by the Carmen Dragon Orchestra. The song is called East of the Sun, and it was written by Brooks Bauman. Then I guess we'll go back to 1945. To a group led by Benny Carter, and they will bring us a number written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, with Larry Stewart bringing us the words on June Comes Around Every Year. And yes, it does, and it's here now, and we're enjoying it. For our next song, and it's from the pen and the baton of Eric Coates. Now, he was a very accomplished and well-respected composer of light classical music, the same style as was practiced by Robert Farnon. Well, Eric Coates wrote a lot for the radio and films, and his songs or his compositions are well-known and very much associated with the time and the place. Well, he wrote a suite called Summer Days and a collection of songs about various summer scenes. And we're going to hear the one called On the Edge of the Lake. And now we'll hear from Helen Forrest with East of the Sun.
East of the Sun. Build a dream house of love here, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love and fair moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day.
Stop. comes around every year. June comes around every springtime. Just when your poor old heart can't go on, it seems. June brings a basket full of dreams, and before you know it, you see the moon wink his eye. Two hearts are waltzing in swing time. So wear a great big smile, 'cause after all she'll never fall for last year's style. And June comes around every
you're listening to. I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the season of summer. And we have songs about the season. We've heard three of them just in the last set, and we started out with Helen Forrest with her version of East of the Sun, taken from 1949, one of the many recordings that she made around that time for the World Broadcasting Service. And she was usually accompanied by Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, as she was with our recording this morning. We then heard from Benny Carter with Larry Stewart and other members of the band. A song written by Harold Arland and Johnny Mercer called June Comes Around Every Year. And Eric Coates conducting his own orchestra and his own composition, Summer Days, Sweet on the Edge of the Lake.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, to move on to our next set of recordings, we're going to go to France, and it's from 1950. Now, I'll tell you about the song. It was written, it's a French song in its original form, and it was given English lyrics at some time along the way, known to us in the English version as Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Well, we're going to hear the French version, Cerisier Rose et Pommier Blanc, and it is brought to us by André Claveau, and it was written by Marcel Luigi. And another famous song about the summer, and particularly about the sun. Glenn Miller and his orchestra are going to bring us a number written by Jack Lawrence and Frankie Carl called Sunrise Serenade. And they recorded that, I believe, in 1939. And rounding out that set will be Joe Stafford, accompanied by her husband, Paul Weston, and his orchestra, with a Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh tune. I think you might have heard this one before. On the Sunny Side of the Street, and that's from 1944. And we'll hear now from Monsieur Claveau, Cerisier Rose et Pommier Blanc.
Quand nous jouions à la marelle, cerisier rose et pommier blanc, j'ai cru mourir d'amour pour elle. Avec ses airs de demoiselle, cerisier rose et pommier blanc, elle avait attiré vers elle mon cœur d'enfant. La branche d'un cerisier de son jardin caressait la branche d'un vieux pommier qui dans le mien fleurissait. De voir leurs fleurs enlacées comme un bouquet de printemps, nous vint alors la pensée d'en faire autant. Et c'est ainsi qu'aux fleurs nouvelles, cerisier rose et pommier blanc, on fait un soir la courte échelle à nos 15 ans. Ne dites pas qu'à son âge, vous n'étiez pas si volage, non. Non. Quand de lèvres vous attirent, j'en sais peu qui peuvent dire non. Quand nous jouions à la marelle, cerisier rose et pommier blanc, j'ai cru mourir d'amour pour elle en l'embrassant. Mais un beau jour, les demoiselles, primousse rose et voile blanc, se font conduire à la chapelle par leur galant. Ah, quel bonheur pour chacun, le cerisier tout fleuri et le pommier n'en font qu'un. Nous sommes femme et mari, de voir les fruits de l'été naître des fleurs du printemps. L'amour nous a chuchoté d'en faire autant.
Si cette histoire est éternelle, pour en savoir le dénouement, apprenez-en la ritournelle, tout simplement. Et dans 3 ans, 3 bébés roses, faisant la ronde gentiment, vous chanteront cerisier rose et pommier blanc.
Life can be so sweet this rover crossed over if I never had a cent?
At the end of this summer edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I hope you enjoyed our selection of tunes for the season this morning. Do please stay with us. Randy's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments, and he's going to bring us some lovely jazz. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from the days gone by. And we're going to have one more song this morning, and it's from Dick Carey and his Dixieland Doodlers. How about that for the name of a group? 1959, they're going to bring us the classic, In the Good Old Summer Time.